Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, when he finally was able to speak and his tongue was loosed, gave great praise to God, as we all do. And God has worked a miracle in us. God worked a miracle in his body and in Elizabeth's body. They were both old and had given up all hope of children. And God promised them a child. And even though Zacharias was doubtful at first, when it came to pass, just as the Lord had said, and he saw the power of God, he broke out with a great praise and a prophecy. And it's in Luke, the first chapter, in the 67th verse. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit, and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for you shall go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of his showing unto Israel. I hope we can all be like Zacharias. When God does something beautiful in our life, to praise God, and to praise him before people, and to tell of the wonders of salvation in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for the way you have changed us, and I praise you for the change that you've brought about in us, that you've brought about in me, Lord. And I pray that you would open my mouth to praise you, that I would not be bashful in telling people how good you are, how you love us, and how you sent Jesus to be, as it's put in the Bible, a horn of salvation for us, so that we can serve you in righteousness and holiness. I thank you, O Lord God, and I praise your name. Never let me be silent. May your praise always be upon my lips. In Jesus' name, amen.